giving Joe Thomas's wife a way to find out where he is every morning. For over 14 years, Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Five to nine, you keep working, 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 work at five to nine. Till your dreams come true, work at five to nine. You keep dreaming, 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 five to nine, you can do it.
Joe Thomas in the morning, that's what we do. We work five to nine, that's it, every day. I still, it still gobsmacks me that somebody said that was insensitive because she was making people work. How dare you make people work? How tone deaf can Dolly Parton be? You gotta love a world where that happens. But you know, I want to take a moment here, and we talk about it, and you know, we could talk about it all 4 hours, honestly, to make sure it's enough. But in these high heat days, there is a link of ways you individually and your family members can stay safe during the high heat, high humidity, high heat indices days. But there's a lot of folks who can't read the internet. First off, the opposable thumb thing gets in the way of the working the mouse. But our dear friend John Sutz has done incredible research on the subject of what happens to animals in cars and kids and elderly people. And quite honestly, ladies, your husband as well. You may not want him in the grocery store with you, but it gets hot in there pretty quickly. John, welcome back to the show. He's done all this work under the banner Heat Kills, which seems obvious, but I'm glad you're there to tell us about it. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Fine, Joe. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
You know, talk about how much research you've done into the dangers of animals in cars, certainly, but, you know, then you know, infants and elderly people as well.
Yeah, I really stumbled into this. I adopted my first dog after 9/11. I found her after a long search and just I hit the mother load. I met the dog that was made for me, and we became a staple in the neighborhood in which we live, and everyone loved her. And I spent a lot of time outside, with my laptop with her by my side at local cafes. And every now and then I would start hearing the muffled sound of a dog barking inside a car when it's June, July, August, September. And it's warm outside, and I look at, you know, think about the dog covered in fur, locked in this environment. I don't know how long the dog's been there. I don't know how long the dog's going to be there. I had no scientific background in heat stroke science or dog physiology, but it just seemed insanely stupid to leave a dog in this environment. So I would have someone watch my dog, and I'd take out my camera and go videotape and take pictures of the license. And if their dog wasn't picked up in a few minutes, I would call the local non-emergency police number. And this kept happening over and over and over again. And I started talking to veterinarians, police officers, local shelters, and it turns out it's this huge problem. And they're not doing it because people are not doing it because they know it's dangerous. They're doing it because they think it's safe. Oh, I'm just going to go into the supermarket for 10, 15, 20 minutes. The problem is what they don't know is that dogs can't sweat, and they're covered in fur. So if you could imagine wrapping your body in cellophane, then putting on a shoulder-to-ankle fur coat, then going and sitting inside of a car, even if the windows are open 3 or 4 inches, in sunlight, you are going to be begging to get out of there in about 4 minutes. But the thing is, people don't know that, so they leave their dog there. Then they run into a friend from business or civics or whatever, and
the delays can multiply. So how fast does it get? How hot in a car?
Well, within the first 10 minutes, the science generally goes that within the first 10 minutes, the interior temperature, even if the windows are partially open, rises 19 degrees. In the first 20 minutes, it rises 29 degrees. And dogs can start to suffer the effects of heat stroke, including brain damage, within 10 minutes of this, depending on the dog. The particularly increased risk factor is the dog with the shorter snouts, really no snout in that.
Like so the pugs
Yes. So wow. I created a website called heatkills.org. Unfortunately, the site no longer exists. I'm rebuilding it in the future at heatkills.us. But if you go to John Such, J-O-N, no H, J-O-N-S-U-T as in Tom, Z as in zebra.com /heatkills, you can see a fully functional archive of the site and some of the resources, the posters, the graphics that I created for the site to learn the science of heat stroke and docks.
Well, and it is sanctified work because, like you said, if you think, well, I don't want to leave him at home or her at home, and it's, you're actually doing them a greater service, even if they beg and they bark and they give you the puppy dog eyes to say, no, I don't want to, please let me come with you. If they're not able to actually come all the way with you, and a lot of stores are much more amenable now to a pet accompanying somebody into the stores, but most are still not. So you really are doing them a better service if you leave them with a place to be shaded, even if they're outdoors, indoors especially, but make sure there's water if they're outdoors as well. John, thank you, sir. What's the website again?
J-O-N as in Nancy, Such, S-U-T as in Tom, Z as in zebra.com /heatkills. That's information on the old site, and the new site will be coming in the future.
Well, thank you, sir, and you have a blessed Father's Day weekend.
Thank you.
We have been around for almost 90 years, and not a sign of any slowing down.
There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by
WCHV.
What is right with America?
Back up into the middle 90s, maybe the hottest day of the week with some isolated storms yet again.
76 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios at 7:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First. While the January 6th hearings continue in Washington, Virginia 5th District Congressman Bob Good was on WC.